Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the Most Holy Trinity Sunday. Please join in the opening prayers. Prayer to St. Michael. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael,
the archangel, in prayers of battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him among the grave, and do thou all the rest of the heavenly hosts. By the power of God, trust in the name of Satan, from all evil spirits, for God of the world is the seed of the ruined soul. Amen. Hail, O Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor anxious children of thee. To you do we set up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, for our sinners before us. And after this I have sighed, for the hills of us, but for the ones of thine. O come, and O loving, and sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ.
There are a few announcements. We welcome all you to the liturgy today. It's a blessing that we're able to praise God together as a parish family again. In the light of the recent CDC announcement, people who have been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus can go without masks indoors and outdoors. For your own safety, if you'd like to continue to wear a mask, you are most welcome to do so. Ushers and extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion will continue to wear a mask while distributing communion and ministering. We are trying to update our parish records. If you haven't registered with our parish yet, the registration forms are located in the back of the church. If you have a new home or cell phone number, address, or email, please contact the office and share that information with us. The Knights of Columbus will meet this Tuesday, June 1st, in the hall at 7 p.m. And the prayer group meets every Wednesday at 1 p.m. in the church office. If any parishioner has a rotor killer that St. Elizabeth could borrow for a church project, please contact the office. To date, we have received $4,303.30 from parishioners toward our parking lot project. Those monies will be put toward our total project cost of $12,000. Please consider making a donation. Checks can be made and payable at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We will update you weekly or how much we have collected. Note the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. We have placed baskets at all three entrances of the church for your convenience. Thanks for your generosity. This Mass is being offered for deceased members of the Shepherd family and our Solomon and Spaller soldiers. Please stand.
Sin is All Hail Adored Trinity, number 697.
Oh, name of the Father, Amen. And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear friends, today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Now, one God, three persons. And as we celebrate this beautiful mystery, in a special way, let us ask God's grace to give us the grace to understand, you know, more deeply and get into the mystery of God. And also, this weekend is a Memorial Day weekend. In a special way, let us pray for all those men and women who have given their life for freedom, and the people who are serving our country, protecting our freedom. In a special way, let us go for all of them and pray for them in this Mass. Let us all together say, I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have various sins in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done.
Reading from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and lived? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there's no other. That you and your children after you may prosper, that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God has given you forever." The word of the Lord.
The psalm responds, "Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own."
Thank you.
are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, to whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if we only suffer with him, so that we also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Friends, today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and you know, on this Sunday it's very little bit hard for the priest to preach on the mystery of Trinity, right? Mystery of Trinity, you know, we are not able to grasp it fully, and we are not able to understand the mystery of Trinity fully. And you know, like all the years, you know, like all the doctors of the church and so many of the saints, all those great learned people, they all try to really understand and explain the mystery, but you know, they cannot just completely grasp it, you know, completely fully understand the mystery, how three persons, one God and all that. But you know, we can see, you know, like the effect of this, you know, beautiful three persons coming together, you know, like in the creation, you know, like when God said, come, let's create the world. And you know, like what a beautiful, you know, way of putting it together, you know, and then we have the beautiful creation now, you know, the whole world was created, and it was a beautiful creation, you know, and it's a beautiful blending of everything together, and that is what the whole Trinity is all about, you know. And probably, you know, how do I explain, you know, the Trinity, you know. And you know, so many people tried, even like, St. Patrick, he tried to explain it, you know, like the Shamrock, you know, and how it is the three, you know, persons and one God, and he tried to explain in that. And, you know, probably, you know, spiritual reality can be explained, you know, in terms of food, right?
always spiritual reality can be explained in terms of food. And that is why, you know, heaven is like explained, like it is a banquet. Heavenly banquet it is called. It's a feast, heavenly banquet that we all go together, and the choice wine, juicy, nice, wonderful food, and all that. And you know, like today, like when we come here today, Jesus said, Jesus himself said, you know, do this in memory of me. This is a meal, right? This is a meal that we come to share. And that even just before his death, that is what Jesus did. Now, Jesus called his disciples and he had this beautiful, you know, supper together with his disciples, and that is where he instituted the Eucharist and all that. And therefore, probably I'm going to explain to you the mystery of Trinity in terms of food. Now, I'm a foodie. I like food. You know, I like good food. I like to prepare good food. You know, I prepare a little bit of all kinds of food. Sometimes I prepare some Italian, a little bit of sometimes, you know, like people bring me some pierogies and all that, I prepare that, and you know, and then, you know, a little bit of German, and I prepare also Indian, you know, Indian food. But Indian food is really complex. You know, it's very, you know, a little bit of complex. You know, complex, there's a lot of complexity there in preparing the Indian food. So, probably, you know, like Trinity, I can explain, you know, like when I prepare the Indian food, I think maybe I can explain this one to the people, you know, like in my family I can explain, you know, Trinity in terms of preparing Indian food, you know. Like in Indian food, you know, like the main three ingredients is like onion, garlic, and ginger. Onion, garlic, and ginger. Like Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know. And you know, like in any Indian food, you know, if those things are there, you have, you know, if it is not there, that is not Indian food. You know, sometimes people ask me, Father, do you use curry? You know, Indian curry. You know, curry is very famous in everywhere. You know, like curry is nothing to do with India. You know, curry, you know, the British people, they did not understand the complexity of Indian cooking. And they said, they made this stuff and they said, this is curry, this is Indian. No, that is not Indian. You know, like real Indian food is like when you put some nice onion, chop and put so much of onions and some put some nice garlic and then some nice ginger and saute them in nice wholesome oil, saute them and then slowly add spices and herbs into that. And, you know, like it's a perfect, you know, blending of all that together, and then you add your stuff, you know. And, you know, like, you cannot say, like, you know, like when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you can find garlic or, you know, like ginger chicken or maybe, you know, like things like that. But, you know, like if one of the things like in Indian cooking is dominating, that is not the real. And this should be a perfect blending of everything together, you know? And that is what, you know, Trinity is all about. The perfect blending, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that is what we are all. In the very beginning, when we were created, when we were baptized, the Holy Spirit is within us, you know? And, you know, like the spices that we are all the spices, you know? We are all the spices. And how beautiful we can make our life, our church, and the world is depends on us. You know, how wonderfully you blend, the spices blend with the main thing, you know, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we all blend together, and all these spices blend together beautifully, that is when the creation becomes nice. You know? That is when the world becomes nice. That is when the community becomes nice. That is when the families becomes nice, the blending of all things together. If that blending is not there, we can see always, you know, like, you know, one side will be projecting, one the other side will be disturbed and some things like that. So it is a perfect blending of everything together. And so Trinity can be explained in that way. You know, like everything coming together is perfect blending, you know, like so we can experience the peace there. We can experience the joy there. We can experience always the harmony there. That when that perfect blending is there. You know, in the scripture, Jesus tells, you know, I have so much to tell you. You know,
I have so much to tell you, but I cannot, you know, you are not able to grasp it. You are not able to understand it, that this is saying, no? And that is true. You know, God has so much to offer to us. God has so much to give to us, to all of us. And sometimes we don't understand that. We don't accept that. We don't see things clearly. You know, like sometimes when I talk to the people, like maybe they are very young or 80 years old, or maybe they are 80 years old, when I sometimes talk to people, they say, hey, there is nothing, you know, like for me to look for. There's nothing for me to look for. Young guys sometimes, you know, like 18 years old, sometimes when they say, when they mess up their life, they make bad choices in their life, they say, oh, either it is jail or it is death, you know? And older people, you know, like they, you know, like 8 years old, maybe like 9 years old, people like, what do we have to look for there? You know, there is nothing for me to look. You know, there is nothing for, you know, like, that is when, you know, we Christians need to understand hope. Hope is the most beautiful thing that God has given us. And that is why Jesus said, I have so much to offer, but you may not understand that now. You are not able to grasp it. No, you are not able to grasp, you are not able to understand it well, but God has so much to give us. God has so much to offer us. And therefore, we need to hope for that. We need to wait for that. We need to open ourselves, you know, our hearts and minds for that. And never say, I don't have anything to look forward. We have so much to share. We have so much to give. And God has so much to give to all of us, you know. And He will be there. He will give us. He will share with us, you know, as we slowly grasp, as we slowly understand. You know, sometimes God cannot give you things, everything together, because we will not be able to take all that together, you know. We are not able to grasp it. We are not able to, you know, contain it. And that is why God will take His own time, you know. And therefore, never be discouraged. Never be disappointed in life. You know, God will bring all good things to us, because God has so much to give us. God has so much to offer us. And therefore, never say, I don't have anything to look forward. You know, we have always things to look forward. Our God is there to give us enough and more of everything. And He has got wonderful plans for us all the time. You know? And He will give us. He will share with us. And therefore, today, as we celebrate this most beautiful Trinity, you know, and that is what we need to understand. Though we are not able to grasp the mystery of Trinity, now in this mystery of Trinity itself, there is so much for us to grasp and understand, and it will be revealed to us, you know, and that is why Jesus said, I have so much to offer you. I have so much to give you. I'm sure God will share. God's promise, God's word will never fail us. Let us pray for His grace during this Eucharistic celebration. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us now offer our prayers to the Father for the needs of the world and the church.
For the church in her mission of making disciples of all nations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our world and for an increase in faith, hope, and love among all people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have been affected by violence and hardship, and for all who work to bring them relief, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and suffering of our community and for the ministries that attend to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the men and women who protect our country and those who have died for the cause of freedom, keep them and their families in your daily prayers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died marked with the sign of faith, especially those who have no one else to pray for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our families, celebration of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
Lift up
to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord of God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance and their equality in majesty. For this is Christ, praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too, and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day, as with one voice they acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Mystery of faith. We may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope, and Gregory, your Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. In a special way, let us remember all those men and women who have sacrificed life for our freedom.
trespass to the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may want to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. May receiving the sacrament, O Lord our God, bring us health of body and soul as we confess your eternal Holy Trinity and undivided unity. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for a minute. At the end of every month, we have a renewal of the wedding vows for those who are celebrating their wedding anniversaries this month. And then anybody who are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month? Nobody. And anybody celebrating your birthday? Oh, there are quite a few. Okay, please rise. You shall sing up. Yeah, me too. Okay, that's mine is tomorrow. Like you're getting old, it's like their hairs, you know, like, you know, see? So please rise. We can sing happy birthday to you, okay? Please stand. Oh, look at that. Wow. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Freedom and bring them safely into your kingdom of justice and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is said.
Thanks be to God.
Have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
In commemoration and memory of those who have given their lives, let's sing America the Beautiful. We'll sing the first verse. Everyone knows that. We all have our books now, so let's then skip to the third verse, which speaks particularly of heroes who gave their lives for freedom. So we'll do the first verse, and then the third verse, and then we'll finish with the fourth verse. But if you could stay for the third verse, that would be a great way to honor those who gave their lives for our country.
Yeah.
Holy Father,